Action Park.
Let's get a mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2. Episode 14 at Quick Shift Pod.
Quick Shift. What on God's green earth is happening right now?
All business.
Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid.
I'm still standing.
Yes.
All this time.
Yes. This is a playoff anthem. Choose your own. Choose your own adventure. Today, I felt like this was my playoff adventure tune.
Hold, Scott. Sean, what? Scotty, are you going to do this whole thing with the, it's going to muffle the sound. And he's got, you can't see, he's got bare feet.
Please show us the feet.
I mean.
Because, and the white socks, it's a nice touch.
And he's got the playoff jacket. I mean, all right, hat, okay, that's good.
All
this
right,
this I can, this I can live with.
You guys excited?
Yeah, let's go. You going to put the hat on?
Yeah, I'm going to put the hat on.
How right. Excited. We're very excited around here.
Put the hat on.
Sean, you said something interesting before we started today. You, Scotty and I mean, I'm not as big a gambler as Scotty. I like to make the picks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm superstitious, certainly, about gambling on my team. You want nothing. You want to see game one before you speak on anything.
Scotty had a great creative idea. He said, let's make our predictions. I said, you know what?
No.
I will go nowhere near that. I'm not playing that fool's game. I want to see both teams match up in game one. I got 6 games left after that, but I'm not jumping the gun. I don't need the clout. Okay, my hockey IQ, I want to feel it and see it a little bit before I go out there and say, here's what's going
to
happen.
You don't need to go
gentlemen.
Back and be like, well, if we go back to episode 14 of Quick Shift,
yeah.
I called
right.
that the Rangers were going to do ABCD. You want to see game one. I respect it.
We did kind of do predictions, though, like 4 episodes ago. When remember when like the first playoff projections came out?
That was different.
Yeah.
And by the way, shout out Michael Larman. That's exactly how it landed as well. I thought there was so much at stake when we first played that initial graphic,
mm-hmm.
that but it shook out exactly that way.
Yeah, but you know, now we're in a new age.
Right,
we're here.
Rangers and Devils.
yeah, so we didn't want to do predictions, so we were just going to kind of.
Well,
talk
here
about...
I'll give you my take on this.
Okay.
I like the New Jersey Devils a lot. I think they're an unbelievable, exciting team. I think that they're about to change possibly the face of hockey in the East. The problem is they play in Newark, New Jersey, in a fucking dump called The Rock, all right? And when you're dealing with a traditional six, a legendary team like the New York Rangers, listen, I've been in the Battle of the Hudson. I dominated the Battle of the Hudson when
I
was in it.
You were heavily involved in the Battle of the Hudson.
It's greasy, it's dirty, it's grimy. This is going to be a tough series, and I'm not going anywhere near calling anything until I see game one.
You know, I've never been to The Rock, and I guess that it's a dump, but coming from an Islander fan, the Coliseum, sometimes the dump can create... It's got some
tough
got
barn
some
to play in.
It's a new dump.
Oh, it's
a new
dump. Is it the Brodeur dump? Different than the Brodeur?
Well, Brodeur took a couple of dumps in it, but,
sure.
but I'll tell you.
He probably took a couple giant dumps in it.
It's a new dump, okay? Your dump.
Do they have any cups?
They have many cups. And yeah, they almost
the
single.
In the new dump?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No, that was the Meadowlands where they almost single-handedly killed the game of hockey with the trap. Could you imagine comparing the trap games? I mean, I love the trap games because it was a war of just war, mm-hmm. all right? Kingdoms, fighting over kingdoms. But compare it to the game now and how exciting it is. I mean, that's a tough toss-up.
Yeah.
You know, you're a millennial, so you're not going to go anywhere near the trap days.
In high school, I ran the trap. Very successful. 1-2-2.
Oh, Jesus.
just saying. I know what the trap is.
Got it. Yeah.
Listen.
Gotcha.
Let me tell you something. I especially around playoff time, I'm not afraid of the trap or defense. I'm not afraid of...
By the way, the trap would help the Islanders out.
The Islanders kind of play
a
version of
the
trap. The Islanders play a version of the trap.
By the way, Luke Hughes, okay... did you see his first NHL goal?
OT goal, yeah.
A goal. Yep. And like, is
welcome
this the next...
Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to the club. And does Luke Hughes go head-to-head with Adam Fox? We don't know. We do not know. Mm-hmm. The game is different now, and the kid might have the ability. So don't rule anything out here. I'm just telling you. Everyone has to be careful.
Let me ask you this, Sean. As a former guy that's played in big games like this, Battle of the Hudson, you know, when you were in there, you're going up against guys like Brodeur. You're going up against it. Do the Devils need to have that heartbreaking loss before they can make the jump to the next level?
No,
and I'm not saying that that's going to happen. I'm
no,
saying
young, that, young, dumb, and full of cum. I mean...
Right, just full of piss and vinegar, yeah. Like, who gives
yeah.
a shit?
Yeah.
Are they playing loose with house money, or are they feeling the pressure of the moment?
Loose as a goose, mm-hmm. baby. Mm-hmm. They got nothing to lose. All the pressure is on the Rangers.
Right, if they lose in 7 to the Rangers or 6 to the Rangers,
great.
Chalk it up.
Yeah. Lindy's going to go around the room, give every player a hug, say, you know what, you guys, unbelievable stepping stone this year. The future looks bright. But look at the way this team moves the puck. I mean, it's no fucking joke.
Yeah.
It is no joke.
And you know who's playing loose is Luke Hughes.
Talk
he's
about
got
playing
no
with
pressure.
House money.
Just come in and let it fly, baby.
He doesn't even know. Dude, this kid,
exactly.
Wait till he gets that adrenaline rush yeah. of going on into the garden. He's going to play his first playoff game in MSG. You're not going to be, like, nerves is one thing, but yeah. when you're that young and you're that wide-eyed, he's just going bro.
I spoke to Shane O'Brien this morning, and he was saying, I don't know if we were talking about this, but he was saying, that, you know, when he played his first game, his first playoff game, full of piss and vinegar, he said it was a different vibe when you came out and those towels were pumping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that home crowd, the white towels. So, you know, there'll be some nerves. So maybe Rangers first period.
I'll tell you.
Scotty's picks.
Tarasenko is my... Well, you know,
I've been shitting all over Tarasenko for the last 3 months.
No, what I'd like to say
now he's your guy.
Well, no, Tarasenko is my guy from a difference maker standpoint. If Tarasenko goes on a run and cranks up his game in the playoffs, the Rangers are in play to beat anybody.
More so than Kane.
I was just going to say, yes. what about Patty Boy?
Somebody made, I don't know who said it, I heard it. It was an Instagram on my feed talking about, let's do a pros and cons list mm-hmm. at the end of the playoffs. Patty Kane is going to be more of a liability, all right, than
crazy
a difference maker.
Crazy.
When you add them all up, I don't know who said it. I'm stealing their thought, but it's true. And I said it weeks ago.
You got that one, the mental hospital.
What, a liability in the defensive zone?
Defensive zone, you know, the greasy, the nicks, the fucking...
Blasphemy.
You know, the dirty areas.
I disagree. I think he's going to elevate his game. I think you're going to see a vintage Kaner.
I would love to see it.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean. Sean and I talked about if the Islanders, in the event it could happen, mm-hmm. in the event that the Islanders were to play the Rangers... Be great for quick shift pod, Sean. We would have to go back and forth. So you would have to sit with me at the Garden.
We will do.
And I would have to sit with you at UBS, which could be a hot zone for both of us.
We will do home and homes.
If, are you ready for that?
If Sportsnet awesome. was smart, they would say, you know what? We're going to put together something quickly, and you guys are going to be officially part of the team. And you're going to, or somebody, MSG Networks, if you're listening. Mm. We got a great opportunity here. And
is it bad for your brand to be with me at MSG?
Absolutely not. No, you know, the difference between Ranger fans and Islander fans is that we have a little bit of class.
But when... No.
And Ranger fans will respect you because you love the game. Islander fans are just greasy.
Islander
and
fans...
And they don't respect anyone. They burned John Tavares' jersey on the fucking...
Well, like I said, I'm not a jersey burner guy, but again, it was a 13-year-old girl. I will repeat myself from the last episode. 13-year-old girl and a kid threw a snake. And, you know, when Maroon came to the bench, he was like,
Are we doxing this girl right now?
Guys, don't leave me out of this one.
But when do you make the pivot from Tampa to New York?
That's a good question.
Well, I'm in individual series mode right now, okay? Uh-huh. I'm worried about each series.
Okay.
I'm fucking worried about Tampa and Toronto. Yeah. Trust me.
Sean, okay? You're a Ranger, bro.
You're a Ranger.
I understand that.
You could love Cooch all day long.
I understand that. And listen.
You should be proud.
I just want to see. I want to see the Rangers do it the right way. I want to see.
You got to see game one
the right way. I want to see game one, and that's where we're at. Okay.
Do you guys want to talk about the schedule of Quick Shift Pod during the playoffs? What are you guys thinking?
Again,
I would like to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I will say
I'm trying to get through today.
My favorite piece of content, and I'm ready to jump on here anytime. And yeah, again, yeah. I don't have to edit, and I don't have to put clips together. So, Scotty, the question
ready
is,
to put in overtime.
Well, the question is, are there any local West Hollywood, L.A. video editors?
Mm-hmm.
Because nice. Scotty's only one man, and we're looking for somebody.
Well, we need clips. We need the clip.
Somebody
guy.
That can clip.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Somebody that
can't
can clip.
Can't Dave clip?
Dave can technically clip.
Yeah, but
I mean, if you give him time codes, Dave can clip.
No, but you know what? I want somebody to be able to clip and not have to Well, that's Sportsnet clip, the Clippies.
Pretty tremendous.
Sportsnet Clippies. Yeah. But you know what? Kids can do that.
By the way, if we find
anyone can do that.
And here's
but
the
it's
thing.
A talent, and you have to be an artist.
I know we cry poverty here at Action Park, but if you get a guy that's doing clips, we can pay for it. We can
absolutely.
Pay somebody to do that. Clippies.
Absolutely.
We can find money in the budget for Clippies.
Yeah, and you know what? If there's any big wealthy donors, Ranger or Islander donors, that want Kevin and myself to
succeed,
or just to come in and be moral support on either end of the lobby, we're available. And planes, not trains, not automobiles, but planes.
Yeah.
We fly Delta.
JetBlue Mint.
Yeah, JetBlue Mint.
A couple JetBlue Mints out to the.
We're ready to go.
Out to the coast.
And you know what? If we have to, we can find our own lodging.
I'm trying to think. Wouldn't be the best, but... Yeah, I know a couple guys down in...
Tribeca. We know some guys.
I mean,
Patty Kane.
You don't tag me. You're going to bring me, though, on the trip?
I'm sorry that I left you out of that whole entire
thing. Hey, it's water under the bridge, but you'll take me to the trip, right?
Absolutely, okay, Scotty.
Good. I mean, Scotty, I got to be honest, bro. I always tell people, it's either 2 seats or 4 seats.
Yeah, three seats are tough.
3 is an odd number.
Yeah.
What?
It is.
You get,
it
yo,
is.
We got you two good, you know, like two and three, this doesn't go.
This doesn't sound like it's boding well for me.
Well, Scotty,
I'll sit up in the nosebleeds.
Okay, as the producer. Oh, you'll get great seats to the game. We're talking about the flight. You might have to fly
coach. I'll fly myself out. No, I will be in mint.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'll fly myself out.
I'm wondering what the response is. So you and I roll into UBS. Might be harder on me than you. You're right.
Harder on
you?
The
crowd might be harder on me for bringing you into UBS.
Did he just... Oh, you're right. Yes, yes. I understand that. Well, yeah, because you guys are unlawful. You're fucking... You're animals over there.
It's passion, bro. It's called passion. Listen, we could talk... Look.
Cizikas, these kids have to have a big... That line.
The identity line.
Game breaker.
Listen,
you got to win one game
these
with
guys,
that line.
These guys have been at it. They're battle tested.
Yep.
And the fact that the Islanders are plus 175 is crazy to me. You know, again,
I think this
team is built for a playoff run. Barzell is back at full speed, and we'll see.
Are you worried about the skull?
Oh, are they doing that stupid shit after the game?
Oh, they
still
do that stupid shit, yeah.
They make it up? Do they
have an artistic,
creative director that comes up with the ideas, or are the players spending time on this?
I think it might be the players.
Well, that's that's gross. That's,
the Islanders,
that should
you know, that yes, yes, yes thing, which I was never a huge fan of on the island. But this guy could be a difference in the game if he shows up. J.G. Pageau.
Mm-hmm.
Two-way player.
I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but boy, oh boy, will it feel good to hear a Pot Van sucks. Hey,
are they still doing that?
Are they still doing it?
I don't know.
Are they still doing it?
Hey, Kev, you also mentioned you were trying to get in Freddie Anderson's head, but he's not starting game one. You want to try to let us in on what the tactic was there at all? Because you told us that you were going to take him to Coachella in that clip.
Freddie. But I spent time with Freddie. The only guy of my Coachella picks, I might add, that I haven't partied with. Mm-hmm. Is Jack Hughes. And him I had to just throw in for being fucking handsome.
Well, yeah, and he's going to be mixing vodka Gators.
You know, and
beat you to it, Scotty.
Yeah. And, you know, Nick Leddy was my other guy that I had in the pipe that would have been my honorable mention.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I had a good time with Freddie Anderson. You know, the fact that he's not playing again, what do I know? But my guess is when the Islanders beat them in game one tonight, when the Islanders blow this kid out of the net, Freddie Anderson starts game two.
I love the pads on whoever this kid in net is right here, those red pads.
I think that's Freddie.
I think that's Freddie, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
those
Freddie,
are clean.
Freddie,
I've
big
never
boy.
Seen that.
Those are clean.
Oh, by the way, Trent Frederick, my buddy, my guy, Trent.
Your guy, he is your guy, bro.
Freddie sent me a DM. He said, hey, bro, I'm 25.
Right, you can go.
Yeah.
So Marchand
is out. Marchand
is
out. Fuck him. Yeah.
Wait, who else did you say is a fan of the quick shift? Somebody super impressive.
Brendan Shanahan, yeah.
Man, but there's somebody else, though.
Oh, Eichel.
Is that true? Jack Eichel.
Yeah, my buddy Jack. Yeah, yeah, Ikes, yeah.
First step, he saw you break down that first step?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've already been planning. I have Jiu-Jitsu Con at the end of August. And
what's that? I mean, I can do the math, right?
Jiu-Jitsu Con is it's like the national championship. It's like Jiu-Jitsu Week, you know.
Can I talk to you about your videos, your Jiu-Jitsu videos?
Yeah.
It's like I wonder what landed on the cutting room floor.
Mm.
Right? It seems like you're always getting the best of guys. I don't know.
Not too many Avery taps.
I was going to say, I don't really see Pup tapping out.
It's quite the contrary. And I actually, my dad came to watch on Sunday, and about 10 minutes in, he kind of looked at me and he said, Makoto, my black belt, he said, how many times does he do this to you in an hour? Referring to making me tap. And I was like, as many as he wants.
Right. Right.
Okay. So my dad now knows that I'm nuts. Right. And well,
he's known that for a minute, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what do you think of this Ryan Pulock kid? The Islander, you know, I don't know, man. I if I wasn't an Islander fan, I'd still be screaming at the top of my lungs. Islanders win this series in six.
Yeah. You know, the thing that worries me about the Islanders, them getting out coached.
Right. I will call for Lane Lambert's head if they lose. That's the only guy to blame. Listen, I don't have any personal ties to Lane. That's why. The one call that I will make, Kyle Palmieri scores the first goal.
Okay. Well, I would bet that. Scotty, you have a bet for tonight.
Yeah.
Tell me. I think it's an unbelievable bet.
I got Islanders -1.5, Bruins -1.5. Just doing the hometown teams for
me. By the way, Scotty is a team player that way. Like, he wants, unless it comes down to the Bruins, Scotty wants. Yeah. He sees the fire over here. He wants the Islanders involved until they don't have to be involved anymore.
Okay, but I thought you were going to do win by two. Those two teams win by
two. He did.
Both -1.5.
It's 1,000 to win 10,000.
Jeez, yeah.
That's an unbelievable bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an empty netter involved, but Islanders aren't going to need that. Islanders are going to win this game 4-1.
It makes me a little nervous because there is a lot of overtime hockey in the playoffs. A lot of teams don't win by two, but
Islanders win 4-1.
Islanders are also coming in rolling. They scored, what, 6 in the last 2 games?
Kev, you know who scares me?
Brent Burns.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Yes.
Follows me on Twitter.
Yeah? Oh, you guys are tight.
But listen, I mean, this guy's a hockey player.
Yeah.
You know, the other internal issue that we're having is that the Bruins and Islanders both play on the same day at the same time. So we're sitting back in the office and I go, Kev, what are we going to do here? Because the Bruins play the same time the Islanders play. We only have one TV back here.
Scotty, come on, bro.
I got shut down pretty quick.
Do I ever pull the CEO card? But the Islander game is going to be on the 75-incher, bro.
Yeah, I can't even believe that you had the audacity to
ask. I mean, it's fair because,
I just think I'm a bigger fan. So the bigger fan gets the bigger TV.
Well, the Islanders don't have bear claws.
By the way,
I don't have a weird hat for the Islanders.
You could have had a fishy hat on or something.
Carolina without Svechnikov. Yes, out for the playoffs.
Svechnikov is out.
It's a big hit.
And so is Max Pacioretty.
But you know who's a gamer? Sebastian Aho.
Sebastian Aho.
But Pacioretty is out. That is a big hole to fill. Mm-hmm. That is big third line minutes, fourth line minutes, penalty kill, face-offs.
You know, listen, as an Islander fan, I cannot tell you how proud I am. And this is not a Tavares thing. All joking aside, Johnny's a great guy, whatever.
Yeah.
Anders Lee.
Yeah.
The guy just does it the right way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even socially.
Right.
Keeps his shirt on.
Keeps his shirt
on. Doesn't take his shirt off.
I never saw Steve. You know, anytime the shirt started to come off, that was Stevie's cue.
Yeah.
Pull the car up.
By the way, Anders Lee didn't
how bad he wanted to stay.
Anders Lee didn't even look like he was thinking about taking his shirt off. He didn't even, the thought never crossed his mind.
No, but I'll tell you, and Stevie, of course, he wouldn't either.
Well, he can do whatever he wants.
No, but he would actually, it's like, okay, now I have to leave. Like,
right, you guys are taking
your
shirts off.
And he'd be kind of pissed off the guys that they were doing that because he had to leave than the actual thought of them taking their shirt off.
Right. He's just like, it's just time for the captain to tap out.
You know, Scotty, I'm disappointed because I saw a clip, I don't know who clipped it, but of great Stanley Cup celebration speeches, like the parade speeches, and the amount of F-bombs that guys drop into their speeches.
Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't clip that.
Well, we just sat back in the room for 20 minutes.
Have you seen the clip?
I mean, I've seen a bunch
like
of stuff.
Like Jonathan Quick at the parade?
You know what it is? Hockey players are generally so classy.
Yeah.
For the most part, that they keep it pretty well under wraps all season.
Yeah, and they let it loose.
And then let it fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Quick, you don't hear anything at him.
F-bombs.
Let him say whatever he wants.
He threw like 4 or 5 F-bombs.
Good for him. He's
this
great.
This fucking team. How about this fucking
my favorite,
team, he
my
said.
Favorite, I think because I was there, and at the time I had season tickets, so I was on the glass for what I would consider, for me personally, the greatest playoff performance I've ever seen outside of Kobe Bryant, in my opinion. which I'm entitled to.
I would rather you not cross sports. I
mean, right? That's what I'm saying.
Thing to do.
No, no.
Ted Williams.
Or Shaq, or Shaq and Kobe and those guys did. I had a front row seat for
Ruthie.
But to watch what Jonathan Quick did and those runs was nothing short of spectacular.
What? How much TOI for Barzal tonight? Time on ice.
I think he plays the full. I think he's whatever.
You think they're just letting him loose?
18. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think it goes to double overtime tonight. Mm-hmm. And I think Barzal's going to have a big game.
Kyle Palmieri, who is from Smithtown, Long Island, will be the first Islander or guy to play from Long Island. He will played in both buildings in a playoff game.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's really. First playoff game will be at UBS.
Smithtown. Hard work in town. Mm-hmm. I hope that there's, you know, some conservative values in Smithtown. I don't know how.
I think
fairly conservative. How about those firefighters, boy?
Oh, that
how about those
wild.
Firefighters?
Yes. God bless them.
Yeah.
Run into the burning building. Yep. Yep. You see what happens, gentlemen? You get fucking shit fed. Okay. Not only on the scorecard, but on the ice, you got pounded.
The firefighters?
No, the police, the guys that don't get out of the car to arrest anyone in New York City.
Let me tell you something, man. You know? That is a tough gig, bro.
Okay, Kev.
Hey, listen, the new guy on the force, friend of my brother's been on the force 2 months, shot in the leg. Mm-hmm. He's banged up.
Fine. You get shot in the leg. You're on disability.
He can't walk. He shattered his hip. He almost bled to death.
Pups, little heart here.
Pull one out.
Especially since you're a first responder guy.
Yeah, no, listen, I am. I like the guys that run into the burning building.
Here's a question for you. Say I'm a firefighter or cop in New York. What line am I on in that game? First? Second?
I don't think that these guys were D1, like former D1 semi-pro players.
Had I not lacerated my spleen, I would have been there.
I'm not sure that.
By the way, that's actually a great question. Do you think, let's say we give you 6 weeks?
Yeah.
You think you could
crack that roster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Do you think you could pass the medical test to become a firefighter? The physical
test? No, I'm just talking about the game.
That'd be way more difficult than being on the hockey team for sure.
Yeah, that buddy of mine took that. You have to carry like a 100-pound dummy over your shoulder. But you got to carry the dummy up the ladder, 100-something-pound
dummy. Not anymore, actually.
No, I think I'm probably like the one-timer guy on Power Play 2. I think I'm
the
in that
Power
slot.
Play 2 has a one-timer guy?
Well, if I'm playing
is
on
the
team.
Is there a Power Play 2?
I don't
know. Of course.
Yeah.
What kind of shifts are they doing?
Quick shifts.
Quick shifts like NHL quick shifts?
I would imagine,
30
yeah.
to 30, 40, 45?
Yeah.
Sean, what's a good length for a shift?
You know what? My Brazilian jiu-jitsu coach, who's obsessed with hockey, that's the number one question people always have that are new to the game and they love the game. How do you know when to get off the ice? You know how? When your lungs tell you.
Right. You see guys waving, right?
Like, and as soon as you see Sergey straight legging it, because he's had a 2-minute and 47-second shift, it's fucking a minute and 47 but, too long.
Right, if you can't go pedal to the metal, get off the ice.
Yeah. But 45 seconds?
Fine.
Yeah, good shift.
Yeah.
Quick shift.
45 for you with all the floating you do, though. I mean, you could be one of those minute and a half guys in the league that you play.
Because you know what, Scotty? He's a floater.
Yeah. I'm not
a
floater.
I mean? No, I mean, like, one could say that Scotty's a cherry picker.
I stop on pucks.
Well, you know who does?
By the way, I've heard...
Pasta stops on pucks, and that's why he gets 60 and not 28. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Sean, I've heard guys on other teams complain about Scotty's.
Yeah, because I already have 4 goals, and I'm a little bit high on the fucking breakout. It's whatever.
Well,
so it's bullshit.
Well, relax. I mean... Like
I'm not a cherry picker.
You're not?
No.
But you can't stop yourself.
Like if he gets a little gassed and he refuses to come off, and then he just does a minute of cherry picking and waits for something.
Part of the reason why I stopped playing
outlandish for my teammate on the double minors over here. You see it, kid.
I've got zero overtime minutes.
I'll kill it.
And we've never won.
We'll kill it.
We lose in overtime because our top four refuse to come off for the entire
Send
overtime.
A message, Kev. I'll kill that for you. By the way, one of the reasons why I don't play organized hockey anymore, men's
it's just
league.
Not good for you.
No, well, that. Well,
you're banned.
And for the reason that I became a martial artist is because I couldn't make friends with anyone on my team because I was policing their fucking shift length all the time.
I'm not that guy.
Oh, you and
Kev, I'm not that guy.
But you and Sean would butt heads. In
no,
a
we would
way.
Be on the same line and we'd dominate.
Like my best friend Lawrence, yeah. since long time ago.
Lawrence Longo?
Longo, shout out Prince Street Pizza.
Killing it.
Irv's Burgers. Lawrence takes 90-second shifts when I'm not there. He's got no business taking a 90-second shift in tip-top condition. When I'm there, he has a miserable time because all I do is yell at him the whole time and say, Lawrence, go on the fucking ice full of gas and come off empty.
Right. Go as hard as you can for whatever.
And let's go and let's roll this thing over and get our calorie burn going and not like we're on a walk.
There's just no upside for you. It can only end one way. Maybe you have a couple laughs with Scotty and I. Yeah. Maybe it's great for quick shift, but it ultimately ends with you in some form of trouble, bro.
Yeah.
Because they'll be gunning for you because they're bold out there.
Will you come to a game?
Absolutely.
Yeah, just come and check it out. Maybe we'll bring a Zoom kit for him. We can do a little quick shift like on the bench.
Scotty, I need to see your game.
You need to see the game. I agree.
No, not the game. I need to see your game.
My game. I know.
ISO cam.
That's fine.
On Scotty.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, we can break it down.
Yeah. On Tilty.
Tilts.
He goes out there. He plays big minutes.
He currently is
plays big minutes.
1 p.m. We're roughly a few hours away from the puck drop of the 2023 playoff season.
I'm so excited.
I'm pumped.
Enjoy the ride, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy the ride.
Yeah, let's do one tomorrow after the games tonight. You guys down?
I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor. Feeling like a little kid.
Let's go Bruins.